The pre-game interview.
For AMB Australia, quality shelving. Time to go down to Jason Doherty, standing alongside Cats assistant coach, James Raleigh.
Yes, thanks, King. Yes, James Raleigh has joined us here, boundary side. We were just talking about how what a great night it is for football, as always, most nights at the MCG anyway, especially a Friday night.
Yes, I know. It is a great night. There's a full moon out and it's quite still, so it's good for footy.
What does the coaching group do with a bye and obviously the players go away? Do the coaching group get some time away and then regroup? How does that work?
Yeah, no, the Geelong Footy Club's great with that. We had pretty much a full week off. We trained all weekend, but had the week off and got to relax and spend time with the family.
Riles, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny, Cass and Neely chatting to you from the K-Rock box. A lot of interest was taken in Reece Stanley being out of the team, listed as injured with a knee, still an emergency, and also picked in the VFL. Can you just take us through that situation?
Yeah, not really. I'm not really sure why that is the case, but he's, look, I think he'll play on Sunday, and obviously got Mark Witsarves, who's a pretty fit ruckman who can run around today.
Okay. Who provides the support then, Riles, to Blitz? Obviously, you're going to have contingencies. Not everything goes to plan. If there was an early injury to him or similar, who becomes your backup?
Yeah, well, we've got a few options there. Obviously, Sam Bicconi is someone that can go in the ruck as well, but Blitz obviously can do to most of the workload for the night.
Okay. Obviously, I suppose you're hoping for best case scenario. You don't want the worst case to take place. 8 weeks ago, you played them. A bit's changed in that time. Footy evolves very quickly. What do you take away from that night and what don't you take away? What do you sort of discard and go, well, that's not going to happen again?
Yeah, we played pretty well. We moved the footy and we're pretty efficient ahead of the ball, but there was a few areas obviously around the ball and probably let them score, especially late in the game too much. So we looked at that, but we're just trying to get our game going. It's great to have Paddy back tonight. Probably need him more than ever with our developing, inexperienced midfield at times. So he's going to be great to get him back in there and get the ball forward for us.
James, can we expect Mark O'Connor to have a tagging role? It's been sort of a theme against some of the teams that some class players in the opposition are getting it 30 to 40 times a game. Last week or 2 weeks ago, it was Goulden at 37 times. And can we expect him maybe clamp down on someone like a Sam Walsh?
Yeah, that's probably the one if he does it. Mark's been training with the backs a bit, and there's also an option of going into the midfield. If he goes in the midfield, I imagine it'll be Sam Walsh.
And a couple of Cat fans obviously interested. Mitch Nevitt not in tonight, played well in the twos. Where's Mitch at with his footy? I think he's played about 1 minute for the season and third-year player. Where's he at with his footy and are you expecting him to get a run anytime soon?
Yeah, he's very close with a lot of guys. Lawson Humphrey's been playing some great footy as well. Mitch Nevitt, as you mentioned. Mitch Hardy's been fantastic. And look, we're not far off playing those guys. Shawnee Manor would be great to give him a go down forward as well. So we've got a list of guys that are playing some great footy in the VFL.
Obviously, it's a balance. You would probably love to get more game time into Shannon Neal. He goes out tonight with Hawk and Cameron up there. It's a little bit difficult for him up forward. I believe he's got a really good tank and could play in the ruck. I suppose for your side, it's just a balance of being able to win and finding spots for guys, but also, in terms of players like Shannon Neal, keeping him in the team as long as you can.
That's right, and I don't think we've seen the last of Shannon this year. He'll come back into the team, there's no doubt about that, and he is someone that can go in the ruck. He probably hasn't developed in the ruck as much as he has this year. He's been working really closely with Brad Ottens, and he is someone that we could throw in there at some stage.
Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Correll Geelong. Speaking with Cats assistant coach James Raleigh, he's Mark Neild.
James, good luck tonight. Hey, mate, Carlton are going pretty well, obviously. If there was one thing, just one area where you wanted to take that away from their game tonight, what would that be?
Well, as you know, Neil, I think most games are still won in the midfield. So if we can be really competitive around the ball, and as I said, look, Paddy's been an important player for Geelong, but probably no more so than right now. So it's just great to have that big body and that experienced head around the stoppages. And I reckon if we can compete around there, we'll back our boys ahead of the ball.
Yeah, good, like it. Hey, the Sydney game, look, we were really fortunate up here to go and have a look at them play, and obviously your first quarter was sensational, some of the best footy that you put together for a while, I'd suggest, and they're obviously a really good side. Can you just give us a bit of an insight into how that was handled in terms of, we want to win every game we play, and all the Cats people that listen and us up here want the Cats to win every game. It's not possible all the time. So particularly around the midfield, you sort of the age and where the Sydney Swans mids are at their career compared to some of your guys. So how was that handled? What's the message to the players?
Well, I think that's it. And I think Scotty spoke about it well after his press conference. We are a developing midfield with the guys we've got in there at the moment. And that's just great experience for a Bruin and a Clark and a Holmes to play on the guys like Heaney and Warner and Goulden and where they're at with their footy. So they've been playing together for a few weeks now together, and unfortunately Tanner's gone out of the side with an injury, but they've got invaluable experience over the last few weeks and hopefully can only get better.
Rails, Gary Rowan will be your sub again. I think that's the fourth time this season for Gary. Obviously he'd love to play full game time. How does the discussion go with him just to take him through your reasoning for using him as a sub?
Well, just the type of player he is, and it'd probably have to be his last time because he probably does. He's at the stage where he needs a full game, Gary, but just his explosiveness and his very... Look, obviously, we've got the advantage of looking behind the goals. He actually could have kicked a fair few more goals late in the game. Jeremy took a couple off him and he was free a few times. So just that explosiveness, that pressure he can put on, and he's someone that can really launch at the ball, which is really important late in games.
James, you know that Geelong fans are always sort of logical and measured in everything that they ask. Some of the... I've heard, seen bits and pieces, people sort of questioning Sam DeConing, where he's at this year. I think tonight's his 56th game, still only 23 years of age. Where do you see him? I mean, he came onto the scene in 22 and was unbelievable. Where's the club seen him at this year in terms of his performance on the field?
Yeah, well, to be fair, he hasn't got to that level anywhere probably near that level of 2022. He had a fantastic year. He was probably stiff to be not all Australian that year. I was away watching him at another club and I just couldn't believe his development when he started with me. But he's an important player for us. He probably hasn't put together the form that he'd like at this stage, but we're backing him in this week and... Yeah, I'm pretty confident he'll go all right tonight.
Rails, we really appreciate your time. Just one last question. Has Stephen King got over losing his economy X seat on the flight home from Sydney?
He was next to me. I think he started snoring as soon as the plane went in the air. But are you talking about Stephen or Tom? Which one? I'm a bit confused.
Yes, I'm a bit confused as well. You ended up with a very interesting mate sitting next to you on the way home.
Yes, that was him. Yes, he went. He had a good snooze anyway.
He reckons that you worked like a Trojan the whole way home, James. You were doing edits or something on your computer. It was just extraordinary scenes.
Yeah, well, we had a fair bit to work on from the Sydney game. I was a bit disappointed in that last quarter, so yeah, had a bit to work on.
Rails, great to speak to you. Best of luck tonight, and I'm sure you'll find a pair of pants between now and the start of the game.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
James Raleigh.
The pre-game interview.